As we continue our Dream Team interviews, let's say hello to Cole Gerstenberger of Perryville Soccer, first time as a Dream Team member, and just want to first off start off by saying congratulations, Cole.
Thank you very much.
If you will, Cole, just kind of take us through the season for Perryville Soccer. 13 wins, 6 losses, a chance to play in the district championship against St. Pius. Kind of talk us through how soccer was for you guys this year.
We came in with a couple new kids this year, definitely a lot of young talent that we had to kind of handle and turn into experience, which we didn't have a lot of. I kind of got turned into the leader and the captain, and I had to kind of take these younger guys and kind of let them know how it went and what went down. So the first part of the year was definitely a learning experience. It was everyone just playing, learning how to play with everyone and getting to know what everyone likes to do with each other. The middle of the year, we definitely improved a lot. That's when we kind of started our run, I guess you could say. I think we won like 6 or 7 games in a row playing some very good opponents, and the teams that we lost to were only by one goal or so. And then the end of the year, it seemed like we were really hitting our stride. We just couldn't find it in that particular game, I guess, and Pius ended up beating us. So that was kind of how the season went.
Well, looking at the stats, quite impressive for you. A good, solid season put together, 26 goals, 14 assists. And based on the little that I saw of the soccer talent around here following North County through to their semifinal appearance, is to go 26 and 14 in goals and assists is pretty impressive.
Definitely feels good to do that. And, of course, couldn't do without the teammates finishing the assists or getting the assist to me to get the goals. So really give credit to our team and how we kind of work together to obviously set me up or either me set them up. So that kind of worked out well.
Yeah, and I was going to say 26 goals and 14 assists. That's a very well-balanced stat sheet for you. What do you take more pride in, a fancy pass to set up a goal or a fancy goal?
I mean, you got to say the goal, of course.
Of course.
I definitely like scoring goals, but it's nice to have a good pass that kind of gets the team going and gets the goal.
All right, so you and I were talking before we turned this interview on about some of the talent from around here, and one of those talented players, Bryce Hansegraaff Farmington, you got a chance or have had a chance to play on the same club team as him. So you get to see some of the talent around here up close and personal. What's that like to be on a club team and then occasionally be able to face these guys as well?
Oh, it's great coming together for the club season and playing together the whole year. I actually played with a couple of those guys for, I think, 3 years now. So it's kind of cool playing with them and getting to know them personally and then going off in our separate high school teams and then playing each other. It's really just a cool experience to kind of see how everyone grows and matures without, like, you being there, of course.
When it comes to inside the classroom accomplishments, you know, part of being a Dream Team athlete is not just what you do on the field, but it's what you do off the field and in the classroom. What about your academic accomplishments are you most proud of?
I've been kind of really taught it comes from school first, and then that kind of branches out to athletics. So I think maintaining a good, like, A honor roll for pretty much all my life has really kind of impressed me the most, how I can balance all these sports, how I can balance all this schoolwork and still maintain the A's and still maintain the good GPA, and just got inducted into NHS. So it's really just kind of cool to look at how I've grown and how I've kept all this up throughout the years with all these sports going on.
When you think of how you've gotten to this point in your soccer career, again, just a junior, still one more year to go, who are some folks that have helped you along the way, not only on the field but off the field, and how rewarding is it for you to know that all your hard work that you put into the last 3 years finally got recognized this year by the area coaches and they voted you in for the Dream Team?
Some people, obviously my parents, grown me up well, and kind of like I said, have always told me worry about academics first and athletics will come, and that's kind of really what I did, and I took off from that, and I've had definitely a lot of coaches that have coached me, and they've all just really helped. I've just kind of listened to what they say and took every piece of information that I could take and just kind of ran from it there. So that was kind of just cool how I've taken all these information from like all these coaches and all these different people that I've met. So it's really just kind of humbling, I guess you could say, to get all these awards from the area that, I mean, if you look at the stat line, that obviously I deserve, but I think it's just really, really kind of lets me know and compliments all the work that I've really put into it. So it's really good to get all these awards and kind of like showcase the work, all the work that I've put into it.
Of all the teammates that might be listening to this, who do you want to give a shout out to?
I'll give a shout out to Trent Unreiner, Buttercup. How you doing, man? And that's pretty much it.
All right. Don't want to really know how he got Buttercup as a nickname. I don't even think he. Well, he probably likes it. He probably soaks it all in.
Oh yeah, he loves it.
That's funny. All right, Cole. Well, we'll certainly appreciate the time. Once again, congratulations on being a Dream Team member, and maybe you'll be back on it next year. Who knows?
Thank you very much.
That is Cole Gerstenberger, Perryville Soccer Dream Team athlete, just a junior, one more year to go as one of the representatives for the Perryville Pirates. And he joins us today on Regional Radio.